A silvery bed of jagged solid pools. No air left to lift even dreams. But the desert waits in eager anticipation. Then a breeze of helium to purify the land. Then hydrogen for company. And the star of the show arrives, carrying a double bond in all its volatile glory. Like birth pangs and agony, as though she has liquefied silver, perturbed, she draws in substance that is life, the rate of effusion in beyond the capacity to hold, and then an expansion in a contraction in a single breath. They come out dancing to soundless percussion. To each breath they cling on and they let go in sinusoidal uncertainty. They grow, gripping palms past a beehive metamorphosis in choreographed inconsistency, trying to find a step six, six, step five, seven, twist, zigzag, rock, two, fourth, armchair, rock, two, fourth, jump. Children in rocking play toys, not knowing the simple ways that fate is decided. Gathering trauma, they dance. Or is it not trauma? Is it just life? What made you mean to be semiconductive and you conductive and you stuck in between? They dance gathering trauma. No, gathering life. They dance to soundless percussion from unexpected initial positions. Is variety strength? Let's all hold hands, maybe. A ring of black roses. Though they grow, they rose from the dead. Their start is death, as is the cycle that the pulsing structures will return to living earth. Through death, their bond, they rise as they die, dancing, gathering trauma. Dead, gathering life, they dance to soundless percussion, percussion, percussion. You seen smoke flow? You seen webs strung? You see how trees add rings, rings, rings in circles beneath the moonlight, iridescent yet absorbing all frequency. A sacred ritual begins, networking currents in deep oceans, intricate harmony of trailing scents, delicate webbing of silken nests, families intertwining, destinies changing, a puff of smoke transiting. Until the moment where time stills in perfect silence. A step set mid-motion. A twirl lingering in between tendrils barely beginning. Clusters regretting not separating, identities hidden in formation, each in an unreplicable flame, entanglement frozen in rhythmic space. Is this now death?
I remember, flatlined at birth, bald, a fresh cloud to which a thunderstorm or summer day might be, till mother brushed out a tear, brushed out another, brushed out porcupine hairs that became brunette rivers, brushed out greed and tempers, brushed out a terrible two and three and four. Then mother's brush became a rainstorm that fed a tree with two entangled trunks, one with fruit, the other none. She picked the fruit and called it love. It was not to eat, but to observe, wrapped in a red wax seal, like a letter sent to the me I had yet to meet. The bare trunk, as she told me, would sprout an even better fruit, the color of barrel wine, and that would be to eat. Till then, my eyes would be my mouth in my childhood disposable Eden. I remember the crimson crust washing away like mother's lipstick, a crime scene on porcelain, drowned by nimbus nipping at the edge of the horizon, underneath a core of pallid skin, my skin, her skin, the bruises showing brown and true. If you watch love leave, you forget to cherish when it was there. And so the fruit rotted into my hands, leaving a seed or two. I remember brushing out the infinite black of the seeds into strings for a guitar thin as a mother's cry, brushing out a song of grief or love or nothing. Sometimes sitting under a tree, you feel as if enlightenment will come to you. Is it from the roots that ground you, the trunk that supports you, or maybe the leaves that frame you? Is believing being? Is grieving freeing? Sometimes sitting under a tree, they will come to you. The one that makes one into two. Then you will know that they are the fruit that feeds you.
C is for carbon. See the trees. See the substance that repeats itself in the elements of your body. See the symbol that rests solitary on bridal fingers. See shifting symbols onto surfaces so easily erased. See so versatile, like my father, taking many shapes, forms, roles, unrecognizable yet helplessly true to self. So when I saw you, see, black like me, and with your kinky, untamable like me, I knew we had to have this conversation. Your abiotic and my biotic, something demanded to be shared between us. My melanin and your purity, your forest and my forest, thick and bunched on our heads, an entanglement that has been ripped through the comb for generation after generation. As we betrayed our coils for chemical flaccidity, forgetting. As Mama Akinyi in her candlelit Mabati Shack locked those tear-filled eyes between her thighs and devised techniques to roll those twists and plait those three-strand braids in the most efficient way possible. Be strong, they said. You see, you are the strongest, they say. But what you have that you need to teach us is your unity. The way that you spin so delicately, yet so togetherly, each holding to the next so that you form a seamless strand, reinforcing one another in 45 threads. See, we need to converse. Because that spinning is something of a forgotten knowledge as we stumble here back and forth in an entanglement gone wrong. An entanglement not unordered, but disordered, though you are the strongest. You are ideally so, because you are sensitive too. Time, space, and environment for you, as diverse, as complex human systems, as wild as the 4C and 3C and 2B that reside on the same substrate, unpredictable as turbulence. For every success you rip, there are nine behind that didn't make the mold, though it is hushed up in the headlines. Yet only the dreamer will appreciate your essence for what you are, rather than what you can be used for. And I am that dreamer, you see. I am here to see you as a poet sees truth. I see how you form in those nanospaces,
Your time and mine are not the same. How much it took for your forest to rise. How your blackness is something coveted, claimed, even bought. How your walls more often than not defy structure and you bend and twist and branch in ways abnormal, but oh, so powerful. See, as these unfamiliar fingers dig through forests stifled for so long, dig into forests tracing curves foreign yet ever present, digging into roots, cutting through knots until springs stand up and reject a Martian, new patterns form. These fingers will know you, see, in ways that eyes and noses, not even brains, will know you.